Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Songs of Hope, a weekly reflection on the Psalms with Denise Seaman.
Welcome, and thank you for joining us this week as we read and explore the Scriptures, God's holy word of hope and joy. Reading the Psalms has always been a comfort to me, knowing that they are all about a faithful, powerful, yet loving God, and the promise and sure hope of a Redeemer, God's Son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross and rose again. He defeated the grave, death, and the devil to secure for us life eternal with Him in heaven. The Psalms are filled with petitions and prayers to our Lord God, heartfelt pleas for protection, cries for deliverance from evil enemies, prayers seeking God's help, guidance, and forgiveness, songs of praise and thanksgiving for the many blessings we receive daily from our God. The Psalms are all about God and all about God's people, then and now, remarkable and common people, sinners and saints. The Psalms are given to us for comfort, joy, and hope in a Savior in an often unpredictable world at best, and a wicked, hurtful world at worst. Yet, we fear not, for greater than all these things is the kingdom of God. Today's Psalm from David tells us about the prophecy of the kingdom of God and Christ Jesus the King, who is ruler over all. Today's Psalm is Psalm 21. O Lord, in your strength the king rejoices, and in your salvation how greatly he exults. You have given him his heart's desire, and have not withheld the request of his lips. For you meet him with rich blessings. You set a crown of fine gold upon his head. He asked life of you, you gave it to him, length of days forever and ever. His glory is great through your salvation. Splendor and majesty you bestow on him. For you make him most blessed forever. You make him glad with the joy of your presence. For the king trusts in the Lord, and through the steadfast love of the Most High he shall not be moved. Your hand will find out all your enemies. Your right hand will find out those who hate you. You will make them as a blazing oven when you appear. The Lord will swallow them up in his wrath, and fire will consume them. You will destroy their descendants from the earth and their offspring from among the children of man. Though they plan evil against you, though they devise mischief, they will not succeed. For you will put them to flight. You will aim at their faces with your bows. Be exalted, O Lord, in your strength. We will sing and praise your power. What comes to mind when you think about the word kingdom? In earthly terms, we might think back to medieval times when there were lords and kings and kingdoms, geographical boundaries and parcels of land belonging to a king who had responsibility for the well-being of several lords, who in turn had responsibility for towns and villagers. It was their duty to provide housing, work, and food for these people, often called subjects, and the villagers then owed their allegiance and loyalty to the lord and king. Of course, we know from history, those dependent subjects were often mistreated and deceived by their rulers. Earthly kings and kingdoms cannot guarantee true joy or lasting comfort from our ills, and they cannot escape the sin of greed and destruction. In fact, in Luke chapter 12, verse 15, Jesus answered a man worried about his brother getting all of his worthly inheritance, saying, "Take care and be on your guard against all covetousness, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions." And if we know anything about earthly life, it is that kingdoms, whether large or small, are always about power and possessions. The word kingdom is often used in the Bible, referring to a spiritual kingdom, established by God and surpassing all other earthly kingdoms and rulers. It is this spiritual kingdom which the psalmist prophesies today, one where the king, Christ the Lord, will find out all his enemies, swallow them up in his wrath, and destroy their descendants from the earth. The difference in God's kingdom between believers and unbelievers is drastic. The Apostle Paul wrote in Romans chapter 14, verse 17, "For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Whoever thus serves Christ is acceptable to God and approved by men." Yes, God's kingdom puts to shame all other kingdoms, providing for our every need, now and for eternity. It promises us life and salvation, freedom from the worry of being condemned forever in the grasp of sin and Satan. We, as believers, have the great pleasure of living right now in the kingdom of God, as well as in the earthly kingdom, and God is ruler of both. In the Gospel of Luke, we read these words. Being asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, he, Jesus, answered them, "The kingdom of God is not coming with signs to be observed, nor will they say, 'Look, here it is,' or 'There.' For behold, the kingdom of God is in the midst of you." What wonderful words of assurance and hope! Where the gospel is preached, when Christ rules our hearts by grace through faith, we have a different kind of life apart from the world, even though we are still in it. By faith, we are subject to Him and all His goodness, receiving more than we deserve, especially forgiveness of sins, unconditional love of the Father, life in heaven after our earthly death. There is no risk of this King, God our Father, turning His back on us when we are in need. No fear that this King will love us one day and desert us the next. No fear that He will trample us in our sin and grief and leave us to save ourselves. We have been saved already by our crucified and risen Christ. The good news of salvation, which is preached to us in our Christian churches by faithful pastors, is the most important news we need and all we need to sustain us here and for eternity. Here, we live by faith, believing God's word and trusting in His promises, seeing clearly only through the word of God the immense joy which is ours to come. As I have heard one pastor say, "Christ in our heart now assures us that we will be in glory later." Thanks be to God, that is quite a kingdom in which to live. We pray today using God's word from the first chapter of Hebrews and also from a prayer of Martin Luther for Psalm 21. Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of uprightness is the scepter of your kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Preserve us in your kingdom to serve you in true faith and piety. Restrain the enemies of your church, both visible and invisible, and keep us unto eternal life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you.
Songs of Hope with Denise Seaman will be back next week. Please write your comments, suggestions or requests to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Check our program online and stay tuned for more.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.